For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This week in drug war history, May 8, 2002, the Black Ministers Council of New Jersey announces a campaign to inform minority drivers that they have a right to refuse to submit to automobile consent searches, which have been the focus of the fight over racial profiling. May 9, 2001, the Bush administration announces its intent to nominate Representative Asa Hutchinson, Republican of Arkansas, to the position of Administrator of the Drug Enforcement Administration. May 10, 2001, President Bush nominates John P. Walters as America's new drug czar. May 11, 2000, the Arellano Felix brothers are charged with 10 counts of drug trafficking, conspiracy, money laundering, and aiding and abetting violent crimes. The U.S. State Department offers a $2 million reward for information leading to their arrest and conviction. This is Steve Nolan for the Drug Truth Network.
And now another black perspective on the drug war. What is it like to be poor and black in America? When you're poor and black, the lure of easy money for selling drugs is a constant temptation. The golden bait dazzles, even though the cruel barbed hook is plain to see. Some people sell drugs and get rich. Some people sell drugs and go to prison. Some people do very little work and get lots of money. Some people work like dogs to earn enough to just barely get by. And anyone can try to get rich selling drugs. Since the 1980s, there have been savage cutbacks in job programs, social service programs, and industrial employment. But the drug business is flourishing, and some people get rich selling drugs. Some people pay banks 12% for borrowing money, and some people pay pawn shops 350% and more. Some people go to good schools to be able to pursue their limitless prospects. Some people go to crumbling schools where they learn they never had much of a chance anyway. Some people sell drugs, and some of them get rich. Some states have come to realize that long jail sentences for poor, small-time, desperate black offenders wastes billions of dollars and creates little, if any, social benefit. Some states rely on the money from the illicit drug trade to pad their treasuries. Some politicians get votes by putting black bodies behind bars, and some people sell drugs and get rich. And some go to prison. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
If you've never taken the time to examine the need for drug war, you've failed yourself, your family, your community, and your nation. We've been duped, my friends. Please, look at the evidence. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.